December 18, 1937. All that is done in the divine will acquires life, and these lives swim and float in the seas of love of the divine volition. I am prey to the divine volition. It does nothing other than unleash seas of light and love from itself, but it seems unsatisfied until it sees its life of light and the little love of the creature being poured out of herself, meeting, kissing and loving each other with one love. Oh, how it celebrates! And in its emphasis of love, says, the life of my will is inside and outside of the creature. I possess her. She is all mine. And I was thinking, doesn't the little love of the creature disappear within the immense sea of divine love? My adorable Jesus, returning to visit my little soul, as if inundated within his flames of love, told me, daughter of my will, each thing that the creature does, keeping my will as principle and life no matter how small it might be, contains one divine life. Therefore, in the endless sea of my will and of my love, one can see many little lives of love and light swimming and floating, having taken their place inside our sea. Oh, how repaid we feel, because what she gave us in her little love is life of love, and what she gave us in doing her acts is life of light. They have been formed in the center of the life of our fiat, which possesses the true life, and therefore lives are the things that come from it. My fiat creates them first, forming them within itself. Then, it puts them out, delivering them from its divine womb. Therefore, each I love you possesses the life of love. Each adoration possesses the life of divine adoration. Each exercised virtue possesses one, the life of divine goodness, one the wisdom, one the fortitude, one the power, one the sanctity. Since they are little lives that have received life from our life, they don't know how to be alone. So they run and come to continue their little lives inside our endless seas. Oh, how they love us! They may be small, but we know that the creature can only give us little things, because the big one's immensities are ours. The creature doesn't even know where to put them, if we were to give them. So it is necessary for them to take refuge in us. And we, seeing her in our seas, feel repaid with that love that we want from the creature. I remained thinking about what Jesus was saying, and he added, do you want to see it, to convince yourself of what I'm telling you? In that moment, Jesus made me see his endless seas investing heaven and earth in the little love of the creature, and all the rest done in his divine will, as many little but beautiful lives swimming inside these seas. Some remained on the surface to fix their gaze on their creator. Some would run into his arms, one hugging him, another kissing him. Another one was diving into the sea. In some, they were doing 1,000 courses and loving stratagems for the one from whom they had received life. The Supreme Being was looking at them, but with such love as to call the whole celestial court to celebrate together with him, saying to all, look at them. How beautiful they are! These lives formed by the acts of the creature and by my will are my glory, my triumph, my smile. The echo of my love, of our harmony and happiness. I could see all these lives in the sun, in the stars, in the air, in the wind and in the sea. Each I love you was a life of love, that was running to take its place of honor inside the divine seas. What enchantment! What beauties! How many unspeakable surprises! I remained mute. And I didn't know what to say. And Jesus, my daughter, did you see? How many rare beauties of life my will can do. Its love and its jealousy are such that it keeps them inside its own sea. But that is not all, my daughter. I want to tell you another surprise. For the creature who lives in my will, one I love you does not wait for another. With the life of love contained in those prodigious I love yous, one runs ahead, one behind. One flies to take its place inside our endless sea. They compete among themselves, one runs faster, another wants to put itself ahead. Another wants to be the first one to throw itself in our arms. Another one makes a jump far ahead to lock itself inside our divine womb. Life cannot be still. These small lives, no matter how small, have a breath, a heartbeat, a step and a voice. They are all eyes to watch us. They breathe love and give us love. They palpitate with love and have our same step, since we move and walk because we love. Their voices speak always of love, and they love so much that they always want to hear about our story of eternal love. These little lives never die, they are eternal with us. The I love you, the acts and my will populate heaven. These little lives spread themselves everywhere, in the entire creation, in the saints and in the angels. How many of them run around the Queen? They want their place everywhere, to the extent of descending into the hearts of the creatures on earth, saying among themselves, how can our Creator be inside human hearts without our little life of love? Ah, no, no. We are tiny, we can enter into them and love our Creator for them. These little lives are the enchantment of all heaven. They are the greatest wonders of our Supreme Being, the true ones, who repay us for our eternal love. Their follies of love are so unusual, that by only looking at them, it is known that they are our daughter's lives formed and created by our divine volition. Who can tell my surprise? And Jesus, don't be surprised. Even my life down here did nothing other than release life from myself, to the extent that my steps still walk after everyone, they never stop. All centuries will have the life of my steps. My mouth is still speaking, because each one of my words contained one life that is still speaking. Only those who do not want to listen cannot hear my voice. My tears are full of life and are always in the act of being shed upon the sinner to touch him, make him repent and convert him, as well as upon the upright and good souls to embellish and to move their hearts in order to love me. Each pain, each drop of my blood are distinct lives of mine that contain and so form strength for the pains of all the creatures, and the bath for all their sins. These are the prodigies of my will. Wherever it reigns with its natural creative virtue, over each trifle, even a tiny one, it creates life to make us loved. You must be convinced that, having such great love, we just cannot be without somebody who loves us. Therefore our will, which thinks about everything and knows how to do everything, creates many lives out of the acts of the creature who lives in it. It compensates for our love, and renders less restless our anxiety of love and our eternal delirium for desire of love. Therefore, live always in our will. Love always, and you will be the enchantment of all heaven and our perennial feast, and we will be yours. We will celebrate each other. Fiat.